We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Hello, this is Andy Tate of Companion, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. We love you.
What's up, y'all? This is Cal on 91.7 WYXR, the University of Memphis Radio Hour.
Welcome back to the Controlled Pair Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Callum Tuttle, and my co-host, Mr. Andre. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm here. I forgot last Thursday. I woke up and forgot it was Thursday. I was like, oh, snap, when you text me. So I'm here.
Yeah, that's all good. Last week was fall break. Had a,
that's what I
guess,
thought
Friday,
it was.
And then Monday and Tuesday off. Yeah. And we all came back on Wednesday, and all I had were two classes spread across 2 days because the other half of my classes were canceled, which is fine. But yeah, fall break was
What'd you do?
I didn't do nothing, bro. I you know what I did? I kind of packed up the house a little bit because Molly's moving to Charlotte in a couple weeks.
My people are leaving. Half my people are leaving anyway. I hadn't even met Molly yet. She's about to leave.
What else did I do? I guess I just kind of like, I played some video games. I watched sports.
All right.
I read a little bit. I did like a little bit of schoolwork, but not a whole lot.
Who gave you schoolwork over the break? You can say it.
I don't remember, honestly.
I'm a snitch. Teachers, y'all not supposed to be giving students work over the break. That's
they didn't really assign it. It was like stuff that I wanted to prepare for before Molly.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to really have any time to do anything over that break.
Yeah.
Or not even break, just like that weekend, because I'm not going to have any internet access unless Molly already set it up at the new place in Charlotte, which is not her fault. So I'm just going to make sure that, like, in any case, even if we do have internet, I want it to be done so I don't have to worry about it while I'm, like, unpacking an entire trailer or moving van. Man, I am nervous about driving a moving truck through the mountains of Appalachia, I guess. The Smokies and the Blue Ridge Mountains. Mm-hmm. And then, I guess, part of the Appalachian Mountains that I have to drive that big old truck through. My dad's coming. So at least he's gonna help me out a little bit. We're gonna be leaving at the crack of dawn on Friday morning.
Good morning, Mr. T. I hadn't met your parents either.
Goodness yeah, they've only been here like for like maybe a few days at a time. Okay. But generally, I try not to have them here because it's Memphis and I value their lives. But yeah, so yeah, man, moving. Got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going. You know enough about me. What did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? I stayed in the bed. The changing weather has gotten me sick, and I'll talk to y'all about that in a minute. But I've been sick because of the changing weather all this weekend.
So. I feel you, bro. This weather has been. It was like hot this weekend,
and then it was cold. Like cold or chilly the other weekends. Crazy. So
we'll be right back after this song by Bebe Rexha, "Meant to Be."
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride? Ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, see where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, baby, if it's meant to be. Maybe we do,
maybe we don't.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But
if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. If it's meant to be. Meant to be.
It'll be.
It'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
Welcome back to the Controlled Pair Radio Show. So I was informed that it's not Bebe Rexha, it's Bebe Rexha. Mm-hmm,
there you
go. That tells you how up to date with literally anything that I am, with the exception of current events. But yeah, so Andre, what were you saying about what you've been up to?
The change in weather. A brother was sick. I mean, I don't know. Have you, like, has anybody else experienced, like, extreme headaches or anything like that? Because this is what happened to me. My head was hurting, all that. And I couldn't even get out the bed. So that's what I did. So
I always feel like my head starts hurting pretty much, like, as soon as the first day of classes start up until the very last day of when classes
end. I'm going to be talking about the weather. This man talking about class.
Well, the weather does change. It might be a coinkydink, but, I mean, honestly,
I get what
you're That's exactly about, why my head starts hurting, bro. Because I got my face in a laptop or a textbook all the time, and I'm down absolutely catastrophic.
What are you going to do when you get married?
I'll be happier because I won't be in college anymore
because I'm getting married next June. Yeah, but I mean, happy wife, happy life. What are you going to do?
I can deal with those kind of whatever issues arise.
Okay.
You know, I can handle that kind of stuff. What I can't handle is like being talked to for like hours upon hours every single day during the week and taught information, which like I genuinely want to learn, but at the same time, it's just like It's exhausting. I just don't like sitting in a classroom. That's just like kind of my thing. I don't like the classroom, and I never have, which is like why I enlisted to begin with. But then I came to this conclusion that I was going to need a college degree in order to do pretty much anything that was going to make somewhat decent money. And I know that there's exceptions out there.
Yeah.
But the people that are the exception are infinitely more intelligent than I am. So, and they also like dropped out of places like Harvard or Yale or like these like great Ivy League schools. All right. They weren't dropping out of the University of Memphis. Not to say that the University of Memphis isn't a great school, because it really is. But, you know, if you're going to Harvard, that means that you probably did well in high school. And I can tell you, I did not do well in high school. I passed by the skin of my teeth.
I did well, but not that well. I tried, but no, not Harvard level anyway.
Well, you did more than me. You tried. I didn't.
That's a good try.
I did not try at all. I didn't want to do anything. But yeah. Oh goodness. Well, we're a little bit more than halfway through the semester.
Yeah.
I'm.
You excited?
Yeah, dude. I'm halfway through my last semester ever. Thank the Lord.
Be shouting, be like, Callum, when you walk across the stage. Yes.
If y'all really want to show up to that.
Yeah, I'm coming. Yep. Malik too.
No, I graduate in December.
Both of y'all graduate.
Yeah. Yeah, Malik. Oh yeah, Malik does graduate. All right, we'll be right back. We got some Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart. Stay with us right here on the Controlled Pair Radio Show.
Couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much, man, that ain't ever let me down. Torn this boy apart like a neon dream. It just don't know me. The bars in this guitar and long neck eyes, cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town.
Welcome back to the Controlled Pair Radio Show. All right. Well, what is going on in the world? Well, issues between Israel and Hamas across the Gaza Strip are, you know, still an issue. This is, I have no idea how many days of this conflict has been going on. It's probably been about 2+ weeks now, I think, at this point. But yeah, so there was strikes across the Gaza Strip earlier today, which allowed another small aid convoy into the enclave. Egypt also declared that it was gonna support or start delivering supplies like food and water and medicine to the Strip and all this stuff. And the Gaza Strip hospitals are struggling to basically keep their generators running, and you know, life-saving equipment isn't really, it's starting to fail because there isn't a lot of power there anymore because there's no fuel. Mm-hmm. So all in all, it's just not a good time for anyone over in that region of the world. Not that it, you know, usually is, but it could be better, obviously. And you know, there's all this talk still between or about you know, Russia sort of having a say in kind of like what was going on and like kind of stirring the pot a little bit with Hamas, you know, initially attacking Israel and all this kind of stuff. So I don't really know what to think, but all in all I can say is that it's just not good. It's no good over there, and hopefully this conflict gets resolved soon because there's a lot of unnecessary life loss, and it just needs to end. What you think, Andre?
Basically what you just said. I mean, it's just sad to see that so many people who have done absolutely nothing, you know, are having to, you know, lose their lives, lose their homes, lose their well-being, you know, their way of life, really, because of leadership, you know, not really getting along with each other. So it's just a sad time for people in Palestine right now. So
yeah, times are tough.
Yeah,
times are tough for sure. In other news, what has been going on in the United States? Oh, I guess the GOP is trying to elect the new
speaker
of the House, and that's going terribly as usual. Not because it's the, you know, the Republican Party, but you know, it's because it's the government. Period. Yeah. And the good old federal government doing what they do best, doing nothing. But that being said, we got Kane Brown's Heaven and Zach Bryan, The Greatest Day of My Life. Keep it right here on the Controlled Parrot Radio Show.
Shooting doubles under western starlight, I rowed a boat across the bay. Phoenix to Seattle, San Francisco, hearing Debbie laugh under downtown Barlow. Louis telling me he feels free from yesterday. Drank a cup of coffee, couple hours south of the place I used to run around. I was too young to really know the difference in love and longing for it, when to shut up and when to stay with it, how to forgive and just let go. This is the greatest day of my life. If I move or close my eyes, so will I. So come on in and stay a while. Here's just moments in a great big pile. She's there laughing on the porch swing of my mind. And I'm just grateful to be here at closing time. City makes it come. snow all night. It rained in Carolina, but we played just fine. Charles is always better than last week. What did I do to deserve all this? A roof over my head and a band that don't miss. Healthy dog that hugs me when I'm home. Nowadays I don't feel so alone. It can't get better, what have I ever known? Days I ain't so lonely all the time, and I'm just grateful to be here closing time. I had the greatest day of my life. The boys were shooting doubles under western starlight. I rowed a boat across the bay.
Cole Dunham, a sophomore at the University of Memphis, and you're listening to the U of M Hour on 91.7 FM WYXR.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, did I do right to deserve you, girl? I could stay here forever. I'd be fine if we never had to even leave this room. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Kiss me one more time.
Welcome back to the Controlled Pair Radio Show.
Yes, sir. Oh, happy National Talk Show Host Day, Cal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's Happy National, or it's National Talk Show Host Day?
Yeah, you're a talk show host. You have this show, so Happy Talk Show Host
Day. Well, now I'm like super famous now or something. I was told Paige told me the other day that my show was featured on something. I don't remember what it was. The Roar Instagram. Yeah, I don't know why.
I tagged you in something, but I don't think you saw it.
I'm not on social media anymore because Elon Musk won't give me back my Twitter account because he hates me.
This was
me.
On IG, though.
Oh, I don't have Instagram because I think that Instagram is a waste of time.
I don't use it.
No offense
to
anybody who uses it. I have no issues with Instagram. Yeah. They've never wronged me like Twitter/X has, but I don't care about what people post on their Instagram. I care about having like real conversations with them and living the pictures with them, like my homie Andre.
We gotta take another. Here's the thing, we haven't taken a picture in a minute. I think the last picture we took was last semester.
You know you're still on my phone as my homie Andre.
Hey. The love.
Hey. And he's wearing a shirt that says Andre. Well,
this is my talk show
right
shirt.
Now.
So I had to wear it. I was like, I'm a proud talk show host.
Speaking of talk shows, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the show Frasier.
Yes,
but they did a reboot. It's on Paramount Plus. Yeah. I don't know if he's like still on the radio or anything in the reboot, but yeah. I always liked Frasier because I kind of like Cheers. But I just thought Frasier was so much better. I thought it was funnier. I definitely thought it was funnier. And it was, like, more relatable with, like, the small, like, family kind of, like, unit sort of ordeal. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've never had the experience of, like, you know, my dad, who's, like, you know, older and retired, like, moving in with me when he's, like, you know, this, like, really, like, you know, masculine and, like, you know, burly, like, butch guy. And then you have, like, Frasier, who's more, like, elegant masculinity, where, like, he really likes the opera, he likes art and all this stuff. And
all
his dad's, like,
brains,
yeah.
Lack
and
of
his
confidence.
Dad's, like, why didn't you play football when you were in school? He's like, Dad, because I was studying for psychology because I'm really smart.
Man, I'm telling you, they have so much book smarts, but they just lack so much common sense on that show. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. My goodness, man. So you really like this show. You watch it?
Yeah, I used to watch it with my parents all the time when I was growing up. My mom is a really big fan of Frasier.
So you
and I really like,
well, then.
I really like, goodness, I forget his name. The guy who plays Frasier. But anyway, I really like him as an actor.
Dang it. Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer. I really like Kelsey Grammer as an actor overall. Like, he's had other roles outside of Frasier, but... But yeah.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads. I belong.
I got exams next week. Then I gotta move Molly.
Yo, morning.
We're moving to Charlotte.
My brother's leaving me, but I'm about to go visit.
About to be quite the drive. Quite the drive.
How long is the drive from here to Charlotte? Do you
know? Well, I think just like in a car, it's like, like 8 or 9 hours, I think. But in a U-Haul, it's gonna be a little bit longer.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that.
But it's not like a super big U-Haul, so because Molly and I, we don't really want a lot of the furniture that we have in the apartment right now, because it's just kind of like stuff that like we inherited from our parents and stuff, or just like old furniture that like we got before we were even together. We just want, yeah, we just kind of like want different stuff. So, but yeah, so we're looking forward to moving, just like in starting a new life in a new city, just not the aspects of moving, as I'm sure no one is ever excited about the process of moving. But in any case, got that going on next week. What about you? What do you have going on next week?
I'm gonna be here.
You're gonna be here?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I'm gonna be co-hosting this show with you, of course.
Oh.
It's like, what do you mean?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
No, I'm gonna start helping to cook for Thanksgiving because we have company coming into town that I hadn't seen since before the pandemic. So, yeah, that's what I'm gonna be doing, cooking.
Word.
So, yeah.
Man, then, like, what is it? Week after that is Veterans Day weekend.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be here. I'm out. I'm going up to Columbus, Ohio to watch Ohio State and Michigan State with the boys from the Marines.
All right. All right.
And then after that is... It's not Thanksgiving, is it? It's the week after.
Yeah.
The 10th or something. Yeah.
Going to Florida, right?
No, I'm actually going home. Molly's mom is throwing us an engagement party.
Hey.
all right. Before we go, we got DaBaby and Quavo with Pickup. Stay with us here on the Controlled Parrot Radio.
Let's go. Pick up, pick up. Better watch this lip, watch this. I'm about to lick. I've been turning it down. She don't go trying to get up. I can smile at you. She gon' fall out of shiver. Going outside by the, we a skitter. Sweet. Take the jet to New York like I'm jigging. When you popping, you know they come with paparazzi. I hate going outside. They all know I'm that go. Slide on that nigga. They drive through like windows. I pray for the time of the day. I've been busy. I turned it down. Now that little nigga pick. She won't get in no money. I told her to miss. Oh, y'all like taking pictures. Think yes again. My little nigga been loyal. I threw him a fit. I pull up in the Escalade. Hop out in Timberland. She got finger wave. Hell like she miss. Kiss me, kiss me. Kiss. I look better in person, love hope I get jiggy. Spend that little money, I ain't tryna save. We ain't trippin' on none of that, we got plenty. Bread on your head, some jiff. Go around, drop a movie on nigga like fit. If it weren't, woulda pulled up, I woulda start hit. If Debo choked me out, I woulda killed them. Pick up. Better watch this lip, cause I'm about to lick. I've been turning it down, she don't go trying to get up. I can smile at you, she gon' fall out of shiver. Going outside by the, we a skill. Sweet. Take the jet to New York like I'm jiggin'. When you poppin', you know they come with paparazzi. I hate going outside, they all know I'm that no.
Quavo, pick up. Don't pick up the phone. I'm trappin' little nigga, don't pick up. We been having drippin', I'm putting the shit on. And I'm lightin', I'm icing, I'm flooding my wrist up. Add it up, nigga, just put your little fit up. Yes, sir. Put that little shit up. Bad. Look like she do sit ups. I bought the Lamborghini just to get up. Keep talking that top and I pop, I'm laughing. Yeah, I'm ducking the trap. I'm doing this shit in spectacular fashion. Straight out the north and the chopper get tacked. Shoot at the flow. I got them dancing. Shake up the shit of your panties. I am the choke. Where did us go? You already know I'm the goat.
Go! Pick up. Better watch this lip, cause I'm about to lick. I've been turning it down, she don't go trying to get up. I can smile at you, she gon' fall out of shiver. Going outside by the, we a skill. Sweet. Take the jet to New York like I'm jigging. When you poppin', you know they come with paparazzi. I hate going outside, they all know I'm in.
All right, welcome back. Controlled Parrot Radio Show. Not much has changed in the news, at least in terms of things that are going on in Israel. Yeah. But Maine.
Maine, yes.
That was...
it's crazy. Bowling alley?
Very tragic. Very, very tragic. I'm not going to say that I'm shocked, but it is tragic. I,
goodness.
My thoughts and my prayers go out to the families of the victims. And that's all. I mean, I feel like at least like 3 or 4 times a semester when I'm doing this show, I have to have this. I don't have to have this talk, but we like it, this always comes up because it's such an issue.
Yeah.
And I don't really have anything else left to say about it, frankly.
It's disappointing that we're still going through this. It's just too much. Yeah. Nothing's being done about it.
We in this country, you can never address this issue without like people like running to their silos about like what side of the line they stand on with the Second Amendment, which is just like ridiculous in my opinion, because like obviously this issue is all over the nation.
Exactly.
But nobody cares about solving it, whether it's at the citizen level or the federal government level. So, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to move on from that because I don't really have anything left to say about it because it's just an exhausting topic. The United States and the United Nations are trying to delay the ground assault that's going into the Gaza Strip and also stop killing civilians. That are in Palestine and the Gaza Strip, but we're going to see what happens with that. There's a lot of irreparable damage, though, that's been done over the last millennia and definitely in the last couple weeks. A lot of tragic stuff. A lot of tragic stuff is going on in the news.
Exactly. Look, we got to talk about it real quickly. We got 30 seconds. You going home for this engagement party. I need you to get excited about it.
I'm excited about the engagement party. I'm just not excited about going back to Maryland. But I'm excited that it's going to be for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be with my parents and my fiance's parents. And I'll be happy to be with them. I'm just not going to be happy to be in Maryland. Because if it's not that event, then I don't care, honestly. Anyway, we got Drake and Lil Durk, Laugh Now, Cry Later. Stay with us right here on the Controlled Pair Radio Show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they said they doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap, ayy. Shawty come sit on my lap, ayy. They saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store, this isn't a closable gap, ayy. I see some attack. And don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not pet that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rest. We in Atlanta, I bought her wig. She telling me Tay is the best. Pointed at who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper. You play with me, you won't get stretched. Bring Drake to the hood. Surround Drake around. Even though I got a case, I'ma do what it take.
And I never been embraced, and the money's hard to make, so I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby,
and they say they doing all this and all that. When he tell the story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of risk and forgot about it been. Now they just called me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Left me for dead and now they won't dead it. Yeah. Heart is still beating, my still eating. Backyard it look like the garden eating. Pillow talk with him, spilling the tea. And then shawty came back and said she didn't mean it. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where do you be at when they say they doing all this and all that?
Welcome back to the Controlled Pair Radio Show. Goodness. All right. Well, we've got.
I know.
Well, it's just like music playing. So I was like, you know, we're just gonna move on because I'm not gonna just have like lyrics or the instrumental basically playing in the background for just like and us not talking for whatever time.
Yeah.
Anyway. Goodness. What was I gonna say? So the Marine Corps birthday is on November 10th. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to go to some ceremony. I get more swag for my cap and gown thing that I have to wear for graduation to walk across the stage in front of people I don't know.
Just get ready.
I'm just there so Malik. I don't get. I'm mostly there for Malik and so that I don't get fined.
Wait a minute, you get fined? I forgot.
But I get to wear this super duper veterans thing on my like gown thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. I need to make sure that I'm identified as a hero. When I get up in front of everybody. Not all heroes wear capes, just caps and gowns. Literally. But yeah, sadly I'm not going to be there because I'm going to be up in Columbus, Ohio watching the football game. And
they can't mail it to you?
Huh?
They can't mail it to you?
I just have to pick it up later. I'll be up there hanging out with my boys from 2nd Battalion, 8th Marines.
Okay.
I haven't seen them since October of last year.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're way overdue to kick it with one another. I guess my boy Levi, he was like, we're going to be tailgating all day on Saturday. And I was like, oh boy. The game ain't until 7 p.m. or something like that. It's like, yo.
I'm do what need. You do. Get you some beer and kick back.
Yeah, I'm gonna need. Yeah, we gonna. I'm more of a sprinter, not a distance runner. So we gotta pace ourselves. I'm gonna need some greasy food. Probably some of that Panda Express, like Malik eating right now.
I had to drop my coworker off, which means it didn't want to stop at McDonald's, so I didn't pick up McDonald's. So I went straight home because I was tired, bro. So I didn't get home till like 11:15, and then I had to wake up at 5:45 to wake my little cousin up. Then go back to sleep, wake up at 6:40, remind her, hey, go to the bus. And then go back to sleep. My alarm, I didn't even hear my alarm. I overslept, so I was in a rush this morning. And it's been all over the place. All I had was like a bag of baked Lays, and that was it.
Word. All right, we got J. Cole's Middle Child. Stay with us right here on the Controlled Pair Radio.
Real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick. I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not store powder, I might take a sip. I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my dick is broke? What good is first class if my dick can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my dick more chips. Just put the Rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this, to act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame, it won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. If you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. You been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names. I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice. And I'm getting them hit, the real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit, the game is off balance. I'm back on my shit, the Bentley is dirty. My sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f. Pistol in your hand, don't make you real. Two generations, I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young Kodak. Reminded me of young from Phil. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many in a cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fail. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f.
Welcome back to the Controlled Pair Radio Show. We were talking about cereal during the break.
Dry. No milk?
I don't know.
You want to know what I also do? I eat dry oatmeal out of the pack.
You eat dried oatmeal out of the pack?
I eat dry oatmeal. Okay, Quaker Oats oatmeal. You rip the bag open, you put it in a bowl, you just start eating it.
I mean, I feel that.
Brown sugar, though. Just brown sugar oatmeal. You just eat out the bag.
No, hold on. Not even with like yogurt or Greek yogurt or something.
No.
You just drop.
Well, they
can. Hey.
Well, they had.
We had a whole debate about this last semester on ATP. Did you not learn anything?
Y'all disrespectful.
Well, we had. They would give us oatmeal and MREs or like something like that. And if there was never like. Sometimes the water was like really nasty that would come out the water buffalo. So like I would have it dry sometimes. I wasn't like, it wasn't my favorite thing in the world.
Did you
but
have something to wash it down at least?
You drink something,
man. Not really.
Big hearts probably got muscles on top of muscles.
Their hearts have muscles on top of muscles.
That's the first.
We out here. What?
You know, we don't even know what was in that chick. You just called me.
It's okay to like the pig, Malik.
I just said that's what you was eating.
I don't eat pork all the time. In fact, like even when it's bacon, I eat turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon?
Turkey bacon's good.
If you make it right, then yeah.
With regular bacon?
No, I'm saying like if you season it well, cook it right to where it's
what
not
do you
all
season food turkey bacon with?
Regular seasonings, Cal.
Like what?
You know
like
about that?
Garlic powder?
What? Chill out.
Yeah, I do know about that. We were talking about it yesterday in Dr. Bird's class. About my eating habits, fool.
I've never seasoned bacon before.
I never either. I thought it was just supposed to be greasy, and then you ate it.
Some
this is only what turkey
I thought you had to be greasy, and that's it.
I season my turkey bacon.
What do you? Okay, I want you to explain. What do you season yours with specifically?
Yeah, what, like specifically.
Pepper. Okay.
Like a hint, a you're little, literally a hint of salt.
Okay.
Millie goes pepper, doing too much.
I think paprika, and then
okay,
I think like a little bit of garlic powder, and that alone is good because I cook it to where it's a little bit, like when it's done, it's crispy. Okay. Yeah.
To each their own. I respect your opinion, Malik. I just want you to know that you're
I've
wrong.
I've never had.
I mean, no. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like turkey bacon. That's why I just say it
just
depends
don't get
on how
like
you cook.
The, like, turkey bacon is already like turkey. So what are you seasoning it with? That's what I like.
I just said.
You put seasoning on it? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
I guess it just enhances the flavor of it. Cooking. I just thought, like, turkey bacon was so much drier than regular bacon.
It's not. That's why I say it just depends on how you cook.
WYXR, I am Noah Chusaski, and this is your Crosstown radio station.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Make it out alive. just like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come out. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Needle in the bread, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
You are listening to 91.7 WIXR. Before we close the show today, we're going to play The President's Perspective, Volume 29 for you all. Keep it right here on the University of Memphis Radio Hour.
We are continuing our series of introducing you to some of our leaders from across campus. And today I have with me Dean Linda Jarmolowitz from the School of Communication Sciences and Disorders. Linda, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you've been here a while, right? Over 20 years, faculty member, lots of different things, wearing lots of different hats, dean since 2018.
Yep. Actually, I was interim dean since 2015.
As you look ahead over the next couple of years, what are the major initiatives?
So we have been in the process of growing quite a bit in the last few years. We've grown our graduate programs, and traditionally we were a graduate-only program. Our degrees are in speech language pathology, a master's, and a doctor of audiology. And we also prepare PhD students for academic research careers. Part of why our programs are highly ranked is that we provide a wide range of opportunities for students in Memphis that they really can't get anyplace else. We are out in the community and we bring the community in through our Memphis Speech and Hearing Center. And that's really a unique feature of our programs, is just the range of opportunities that we have. Now, certainly we want to expand some of those opportunities, and our faculty are really exploring ways to attract and help students be prepared for the modern, diverse, interprofessional kind of future that we see in the health professions. We also have done a lot of growth in our undergraduate program, which is new to the school.
Yeah.
We have just started a program in American Sign Language and Deaf Studies.
And one of the unique aspects that you have, and you've mentioned, is the clinic where you see patients. How many patients do you see a year?
Last year we had about 5,500 appointments through the clinic.
Good.
And that is both for audiology and speech language pathology. And we are a full service clinic. We see people as young as infants and as old as centenarians. We have a great program for literacy in adults with Down syndrome. We have a growing program in cochlear implants.
It's certainly